This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Monday, September 5th, 2016. I'm Michael Lungi, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. The NFL preseason has now come to an end, which means the teams around the league have cut their roster to 53 players for the regular season. The Patriots are no different, making a number of cuts over the weekend to solidify the active roster. One of the players who, surprisingly for some, made it to the active roster was wide receiver Danny Amendola, who has been on the physically unable to perform list for the duration of training camp. Amendola is coming off multiple off-season surgeries and did not participate in any practices or preseason games during camp, although he was seen on the field for stretching and warm-ups throughout camp. He was taken off the PUP list on Saturday, signaling that he may be coming close to a return. Then he was on the field for his first full practice the very next day, further fueling speculation of his return. When asked about Amendola's activation on Sunday, head coach Bill Belichick said, quote, "We wouldn't activate a player unless we had the medical department clear him and felt like he would be able to perform and participate. Danny works hard like he always does, and we feel like he's ready to come off that reserve designation," end quote. The Patriots had to release 20 players on Saturday in order to get down to 53, including some picks from this year's NFL draft. New England released 10 veteran players in offensive lineman Chris Barker, wide receiver Aaron Dobson, running back Tyler Gaffney, defensive lineman Geno Grissom, linebacker Rufus Johnson, defensive lineman Marcus Kuhn, wide receiver Keyshawn Martin, defensive back Darrell Roberts, defensive back Finney Sunseri, and defensive lineman Joe Villano. Other players included wide receiver DeAndre Carter, offensive lineman John Jalapio, wide receiver Chris Harper, running back Joey Yosefa, and linebacker Kevin Snyder. The Patriots also released 5 rookies, including 2 2016 draft picks, in defensive lineman Woodrow Hamilton and linebacker Camus Grugier-Hill, as well as undrafted rookies cornerback Cravon LeBlanc, wide receiver Devin Lucien, and tight end Bryce Williams. There was speculation that some of those players would be re-signed to the practice squad after they cleared waivers, but other teams in the NFL had something to say about that. 3 of the players, Camus Grugier-Hill, Darrell Roberts, and Cravon LeBlanc, were all claimed by other teams. Grugier-Hill, the 209th pick in the 2016 draft, was claimed by the Philadelphia Eagles, while Roberts was claimed by the New York Jets. LeBlanc was claimed by the Chicago Bears. New England made some addition to his practice squad over the weekend as well. As of Monday afternoon, the Patriots had signed 8 players to the squad, including former second-round pick Bishop Sankey, who was released by the Tennessee Titans on Saturday. The Patriots also signed defensive lineman Geno Grissom, defensive lineman Rufus Johnson, defensive lineman Woodrow Hamilton, wide receiver Devin Street, wide receiver Devin Lucien, offensive lineman Chris Barker, and offensive lineman Clay DeBoard. And finally, the Patriots paid tribute to quarterback Tom Brady on Sunday evening, one day after his 4-game suspension officially began, by hanging a massive banner with his image and the number 12 on the iconic lighthouse at Gillette Stadium. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton, who is a friend of Bill Belichick, acknowledged the act on his Twitter account as well. The Saints did something similar back in 2012, hanging a large banner of Peyton at the team's facility after he was suspended for the entire 2012 season as a part of the Bountygate penalties. Brady's suspension began at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, and before that he spent his final few hours at Patriots owner Robert Kraft's Cape Cod home, where Kraft annually hosts all players and their families on that day. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the 4-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Lungi for Patriots Newsfeed.